on to betters.
It's the Free W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Listen, guys, we're going to talk about the workforce this morning. We do that a lot. Obviously, a hot topic these days. So dynamic. So much change coming and going. This and that. All these kinds of various phenomena affecting the workforce these days. One of the things that we know is that during the pandemic, women were one of the hardest hit demographics in terms of their job security. Women in the workforce impacted heavily. Many women left the workforce and had trouble getting back into the workforce because of issues like getting proper childcare, having kids schooled at home in some cases, and so on and so on. So one of the demographics most dynamically hit was women in the workforce. Now, we know that women make up about 47% of the total workforce is made up, is comprised of women. However, women have disproportionately fewer positions of executive leadership. So while women make up nearly half of the workforce, they're hovering around the 40% mark in terms of overall 42.1 of all managerial positions in the workforce are held by women. So more obviously.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me interrupt.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't we just talk about recently also women entrepreneurs, though, are making a huge comeback?
Well,
and
that's
even though
right.
There's only 47% making up, you know, the workforce in general, they're really breaking out and starting their own businesses.
Well,
now.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. You know, part of the reason for that, getting back to the change of women's roles in the workforce, is that the reason a lot of women picked entrepreneurship as a way to get back into the workforce, having a business of their own, whether part-time, full-time, whether it's an Etsy, eBay business, or whether something bigger than that, is because they can control their schedule a little better. They can even work from home in many cases more readily. They don't have to worry as much about the childcare, although certainly there are pros and cons to both. You know, taking a career role with a company has its advantages, and striking out on your own and having a business of your own has its advantages. But that's a good point, Kristen. Many women did choose to get back into the workforce by owning a business of their own. But we have a list now out based on the U.S. Census data that shows exactly which states have the most women, relatively speaking, in leadership roles in the workforce. Why don't we take a look at that list, and then we'll get to Michigan in a minute. But let's say the top five. We're obviously not going to get to all 50. Let's pick out the top five to start. The top five states with women in leadership roles in the workforce, coming in at number five
is Tennessee.
38.7% of leadership roles in the workforce held by women in that state. Coming in at number four.
Well, we should say number four and three, Montana and Delaware, both
tied.
Hold.
Well,
yeah,
they're pretty much,
basically
pretty much,
tied at 42.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 42%, 42.1 for Montana, 42.4 for Delaware, to be exact. Number two, the state is Vermont, 44%, inching up higher, more women in the workforce and leadership roles. And the state with the most women in leadership roles is
New Mexico.
The state of New Mexico.
Yeah, 46.1%, which is the closest to the, you know, the average.
Right. So let's talk about where Michigan falls. I know you were able to identify that in the list as well.
Yeah, so Michigan looks like it holds 31.9%.
31.9% of women in executive, top executive roles. Share of the workforce, 47.3%. So that puts us somewhere mid to lower part of the grouping of states with highest women in the workforce. Interesting.
But actually, it's interesting if you look at the Midwest states immediately surrounding Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, their numbers are very similar to Michigan's. I mean, the four of them, five of them all kind of hover around the same percentage points. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that the top five list.
Well, and again, it's a percentage. It's not total population. So, you know,
that's
it's not
right.
an absolute population. So it doesn't matter what the population of the state is. It just is the percentage of women in the workforce versus men. One other interesting thing that I pulled out of the data, this data, again, coming from Bureau of Labor Statistics, shows that women in top leadership roles, interesting, you talk about issues of gender equality. For the same job, women made 82.3 cents for every dollar paid to a man. That from 2020. It's going in the right direction. It rose by 1.3 cents over the past 15 years, but in a de minimis way. I mean, not significantly. That's interesting. That I don't really understand. You know, it's a strange kind of thing. Women making 82 cents for the same job that men would make a dollar for.
Yeah, well, I don't understand that either. Well,
let me ask you, obviously, you're a woman in the workforce.
Yes, yes, I am.
Do you have any explanation based on your experience? Now, don't get too personal here.
Okay, all right.
We could get ourselves into big trouble now. Listen, in all seriousness, what could explain from your perspective, and this is opinion now, this is speculating, it's based on personal experience, what could explain both the disparity in terms of women in leadership roles, more disproportionately going to men, and when in the leadership roles, getting paid less for the same job?
The paid less baffles me. I still can't figure out, truthfully. I don't understand. I mean, if they're performing the exact same job, I don't understand why they don't get paid. I mean, I would think that each role, let's say in like a corporate company, for example, each role is set at a dollar value. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, that's what you should be paid for that position. So that being underpaid is, I have no idea. Now, the reason why there's less women in the workforce or less women in executive roles, if you are someone who has older kids or does not have children,
maybe it's harder for them. Maybe there are unique, not maybe, certainly I think there are unique logistical challenges associated with being a woman in the workforce versus being a man. Childbearing, child caring.
Right.
And all the rest. That's certainly an issue.
Each of those roles play a different reason why you are or not in a specific role or even in the workforce in general. I was reading something recently about the number of men versus women attending college and then getting positions post-college.
And how does that measure up? The same kind of tracking percentage-wise?
Yeah. Yeah. Although women are higher in terms of applying to colleges than men, that's interesting for me too. Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, I will tell you, some say that the dynamic is caused by the good old boys network. It's just more natural for a man in an executive role who's doing the hiring. And again, this is generalizing, and we want to be delicate here, but the generalizing, there is an explanation. This is due to a kind of built-in, even unintentional, good old boys network kind of thing where the man gives the job to a man, all things being equal. If he's on the fence, or, in the hiring situation, the nod goes to the man. That's the way it's been. That's culturally, in some cases and circumstances, that's the way it goes. So there's a possible explanation. Well, interesting stuff to be sure. All right. And talking about interesting stuff to be sure, we know we can always count on the Paul W. Show to bring us the most interesting stuff to be sure. Sitting in for Paul W. this week, Chris Renwick, her good friend, Chris. Chris, what do you have coming up for us?
It's amazing I collect a paycheck at all.
man or woman, right? Nothing to do with that
dynamic.
Doesn't
matter.
Right.
It's impressive in and of itself. We're talking Xi Jinping. We're talking Vladimir Putin. We're talking Donald Trump and a whole lot more. We got a lot to do today.
Well, that's beautiful, Chris. We know you're going to sort it all out for us. Break it all down. Give us the bottom line.
Break it down. X's and L's. We'll have a good time.
All right. Beautiful. We're looking forward to that. As always, listen. Signing off on the Pre-W Show. You can count on Chris and the gang delivering a great Paul W. Show coming up in the next hour. Stick with us right here on WJR.